Wildlife health officials in three states are conducting a multi-year study monitoring for West Nile virus in ruff grouse by submitting samples from their harvested ruff grouse. The Wisconsin DNR is collaborating with the Minnesota and Michigan departments, the Ruff Grouse Society, and the Wisconsin Conservation Congress to conduct the study. DNR biologist Mark Witeka says the hope is over the three-year study, they will be able to get some baseline data on exposure rates the birds have to the virus. The DNR has assembled 500 self-sampling kits for ruff grouse hunters to use for 2019.
The kits are being distributed through local DNR staff. For the month of August, folks can contact their local DNR wildlife biologist. Their contact information can be found in our employee directory on the DNR's webpage. And then in early September, prior to the season starting, the department will ship kits to the DNR offices for distribution.
Hunters will be asked to collect a small amount of blood, a few feathers, and the heart from their harvested grouse. Some species are unaffected by West Nile virus, but others, like blue jays and crows, have found reductions in numbers because of the virus.
Hunters or outdoor enthusiasts, if they encounter what appears to be a sick or dead ruff grouse, that they please contact their local DNR biologists and report them. The department tracks wildlife health and disease monitoring throughout the year, and we maintain a database to accumulate those observations.
This effort will focus on the core ruff grouse range in the central and northern forests. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.